Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. You're about to hear the voice of somebody you have probably been hearing on KRDO for a long, long time. We're great partners. We love it. Kitchens by Design, CEO and designer, but we're just going to call her Joy, Joy Hoodman. Hi, Joy. Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to be here.
It is a treat to have you. I know I have been hearing your wonderful voice for years.
Yes, everybody has. And, you know, and I find it really interesting because people will come in all the time and say, I heard you on the radio. And I say, oh, that's cool. It's really nice.
Yes.
Good station.
Yes, we love that, too. We love that you've chosen KRDO and you've stuck with us for so long. Thank you so much for that, Joy.
My pleasure. It works for me. I tell you that. I really enjoy getting to know people that way and having them, you know, come in. It makes a nice introduction, and we feel very comfortable right off by doing it that way.
Yeah, works like a charm, doesn't it? And we're a wonderfully friendly town to begin with, which I think is really nice.
Absolutely.
Well, Joy, let's have a little fun because kitchen is the heart of the home. People gather there for meals. Family things happen there. Like I say, the heartbeat of the place. And we've spent over these last 3 months because of COVID so much time in our homes. And we're starting to take a look around and we're starting to see things get a little tired or maybe
Absolutely.
They're outdated.
Yep.
And what's it time to do?
Well, you know, it's like now is kind of the time to do because everyone has spent a lot of time recently in the kitchen, family gathering around and doing all different kinds of things. And the things that have been bothering you in the past are really bothering you now. And it's like you've been saying for a long time, it's time to do this kitchen. Let's make this thing work for us. And that's what we do. You know, I will come out to their home. I will take measurements. I will talk to them about what's working, what's not working. I've been doing this for 30 years. I pretty much know, you know, how to fix things, how to make things work better, get that corner Lady Susan out of there so it works correctly, and get the trash base out, in, you know, so it's working. And all simple things that just make a kitchen flow and work and be comfortable. You'd be surprised at what a difference it makes in just how you feel being in the kitchen.
Yeah, that does make a huge difference. And I have to tell you, my personal pet peeve is under the sink.
Yes.
You've seen a lot of those disasters,
yeah.
I'm sure. What are some of the kind of fun and innovative ways that you're dealing with that space these days?
Well, you know, under the sink, it's pretty messed up because you got all the plumbing and everything. So there's not a whole lot you can do, you know. But at the same time, we can sometimes put a rollout shelf in the bottom there so you can get to things a lot easier. We can move things around a little bit. Take that plumbing and get it trimmed in so that there's more space and more usable space down there and just make it work right.
And, you know, the other thing that happens down there is that the floor of the cabinet sags over time. And
well,
I imagine,
it gets wet.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's a mat that we have now that you can put down on the sink. And what it does is if you have a leak, it'll push the water actually forward so that you recognize it and it doesn't sit back there for a long time and you don't all of a sudden have things, you know, sag and fall through. But still, they're just ways of doing things that can make things work better. That's just putting it very simply.
Yes, that's the key. And, you know, over the years, we've seen all kinds of different building materials come into play. Now we're using a lot of natural materials. What are you finding people are loving most right now?
Oh, gosh, you know, I mean, there's so many. Well, the one thing that people are not doing right now is they're not doing oak anymore. And oak has been so overdone. It's on the windows. It's on the baseboards. It trims out the doors. It's the doors. It's the cabinets themselves. And so everything is oak, oak, oak everywhere. And so what we're doing is when we redo the kitchen is finding a different mode, a different type of wood. I mean, even taking and doing alder wood or doing maple or doing cherry. And cherry doesn't have to be red anymore. Sometimes people think, oh, gosh, if I do cherry, it's going to be so red. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can really take cherry, and what you want is the warmth of the cherry and put some brownness in it and it's just absolutely beautiful, and it contrasts so well with the oak that you have everywhere else. So we don't have to change everything. We just need to complement what's already there.
And what about flooring and cabinet tops?
Well, the countertops are, you know, most everybody's doing either quartz or granite. And they're basically the same product, except one's man-made and one's natural out of the earth. On the granite, you know, it's really not about the quality. The pricing is not about quality. It's more about rarity. How rare a stone is can be more expensive than something that is very prolific in the earth that you see out in the hotels and motels. And so you don't want that in your kitchen, but you want something kind of in the middle. And quartz, if the man-made product, is right in the middle of pricing for granite. So you can have some granite more expensive and some granite less expensive. And I tell folks, you know, what you need to do is, if you're interested in granite, you got to go to Denver and take a look at the great big huge slabs. Or I work with Thompson Stone a lot, and they have some in stock, and they can show you some, you know, that way. And so there's just different kinds of things like that that you can put on your countertops, but most everybody's doing that. Some of the other products that are out there, I mean, you can still do beautiful laminates. I mean, your formicas, they're still very, very durable and very good, and they're half the price of the granite and the quartz. So if you're budget thrifty, you know, we need to take a look at the laminate. It'll last you 20 years, and it'll do a great job, and your sink doesn't have to be one that sits there and looks ugly. It can be a very beautifully integrated sink, and it kind of disappears. It can be a granite sink inside of the laminate. So there's so many different ways to do things and trim budgets and make things work.
It sounds very enticing, especially, as you say, now that we've been kind of cooped up because of COVID. Let's talk about where your showroom is, and do you invite people to the showroom?
Oh, absolutely. I have a very large showroom. I have like almost 3,000 square feet, and I have five different levels of cabinetry, everything from builder basic all the way through full custom. I don't do a lot of full custom because it's so outrageously expensive, and you don't need to do custom. So I stay kind of in the mid-range and work with that. But as far as the location, it's interesting that you would ask that, because I'm addressed on Austin Bluffs, 4557 Austin Bluffs Parkway, but I actually face Barnes. If you're familiar with this area of town, I'm at the corner of Austin Bluffs and Barnes. I actually face Barnes, and I'm right next door to Skate City. Everybody who lives in this area knows where Skate City is if they've had any kids. So I'm right next door to that. I'm across the street from McDonald's, so I'm easy to find, just right at the corner, but I'm on Barnes, not on Austin Bluffs.
All righty. And now with things just opening back up, do I need to call for an appointment? And do you want me to do things like wear a mask when I come and pay you a visit?
Well, as far as the mask goes, that's really now kind of totally up to you. You're welcome to do that. We certainly want to be protective of you, and you want to be protective of us. So, you know, I'm just kind of feeling like that no one's going to come here sick, and we're not going to come to work sick. So wearing the mask or not wearing the mask really needs to be a personal preference. As far as timing goes, I would love for you to call for an appointment, because as sure as you just show up, you know, that's when somebody else decided to just show
sure.
up. So then I don't have time for you. And so it's kind of a first come, first serve. But if you have an appointment, then I got you.
Perfect. And the way to make that appointment is 719-596-9990. Again, 719-596-9990. Get a look at some of the work that Joy does at kitchensbydesigncs.com, kitchensbydesigncs.com. Joy, in just about a minute that we have left, you've got some specials and promotions.
Yeah, we do. We have, it doesn't sound like a whole lot. It's 10% off on the Omega products, and 10% on $15,000 is $1,500. So don't make it sound like, oh, gosh, only 10%. I mean, it's really a lot of money. And so we have that on that one. And then we have 15% on some of the products at the Schrock line. And then the other lines that I have, the Homecrest has specials going. So it's just a good time to do this. The specials are good. And we're not pushing our pricing way up high either. We're kind of modifying our profit range to help people out, because we know that everybody's struggling with money as well.
Sure. It's just been such a tough time these last two, three months, and we're looking forward to coming all the way out of that. And you're one of those folks that's bringing that wonderful spirit of, here I am, I'm ready to go to work, let's update, let's make that place in your house where you spend so much time, you want your family and your company to enjoy. Let's work on that. Let's make it better. Joy, thank you.
You know, I just want to thank you for having me on, and I appreciate KRDO, all of the good that it does in so many different ways. Really great.
Thank you so much, Joy, for joining us here on KRDO's Business Connection. Joy Hoodman, the CEO, designer, owner of Kitchens by Design. Look her up at kitchensbydesigncs.com and call her at 719-596-9990. Thanks, Joy.
Thank you, Ted.